Ireland, and you're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And in a few moments, I will give you a phone number, worldwide number, that is separate from the United States and Canada. You share a call-in number. This is an uninterrupted hour of chit-chat. I invite you to call in and ask questions or comments, give comments, throw out some things to talk about. We don't have a guest this evening other than the guest of experience and some words of wisdom out of the book, A Book of Answers, by my friend Manny Puryear, Pure Heart, I'm sorry, and several words. He's written a book called A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle is You, Volume 1. He's taken words out of the dictionary, so to speak, and written essays with the help of meditation and his guides and spirits and so forth. So every now and then I'll flip through it and see what catches my eye, or if I have a question, I'll think about it, and then I'll open the book, and that's why he calls it A Book of Answers, probably. Okay, that number is worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. In United States and Canada, please call in on 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit. So please, you global people out there, please, by all means, give us a call. Us, meaning me and my spirits, my guides, we're here to answer whatever we can on going global for spirit. And if I can't answer something, if I don't get any information for you, I will gladly send you to somebody who could probably help you. Another thing I want to do tonight is I want to throw some questions out at you to ponder, to think about. And if you don't want to call in tonight and give me an answer, that's okay. Call in next week. Speaking of next week, actually speaking of a couple of weeks from now, this will be the last month that I will be on Station 2 at this time of the night on this day. Starting May the 1st, we will have our show April the 30th. Cindy and Dennis of Angels at Play will be with us to talk about skulls a skull that they have in their possession, and some of the other wonderful activities that are happening around the skulls and why they've become so important to us. But on May the 1st, we start off with Kramer Wetzel with astrology. We are changing to Thursday night at 9 o'clock on Station 1. May the 8th, I have Thomas Noland. He's going to be talking about connecting, keys to connecting and maintaining a balanced relationships and a balanced spirit. And then feng shui, if feng shui is your energy, May the 15th, we have Belinda Mendoza, who's absolutely wonderful. She's just very, very gifted lady. And May the 29th, an interview with Mario Beauregard. He has written a wonderful book. You know, and I can't... here we go. I wanted to get it right. Mario Beauregard, Ph.D., and Denise O'Leary, The Spiritual Brain, A Neuroscientist's Case for the Existence of a Soul. Isn't that wonderful, mixing science and soul talk? He will be with us May the 29th. And let's see. Is that the last... I think that's the last one. Yeah, we're going to June. And then we've got Michelle Avante. Lots of wonderful, exciting guests. We're booked solid all the way through June, July, part of August, part of September, part of October, part of November. People that have not been on my show but have been on lots of shows with lots of fun books to read about. And so, and not only books but other things as well, like the feng shui. So we're changing May the 1st. To this new lineup, which is a Thursday night at 9 o'clock on Station 1. So big change up here, but we'll finish out April with you. Archives. I've had several emails and questions about archives. They are available. Oh, that reminds me, I need to ask that something. excuse me, you can get in and listen to the archives. I'm not sure we can download them. That's why I need to ask that. But you can get in and listen to them, but there is a minimal fee. You can do it 1 month, just pay for 1 month and get the information that you need, or you can do it for like every month or 3 months at a time. And there's a little bit of a break. The more you pay for up front, a little bit of a financial break, but it's so minimal. And you get access to station 1, 2, and 3, I believe. I know 1 and 2, with just a little bit of money. Got some pretty cool people on station 1 and 2 coming. Station 2 is filling up very quickly. And, of course, the music station is station 3. Wonderful artists. Just plug in sometime and just listen to what's going on. Workshops, I have workshops to advertise on my website. Chris Kopasz, she's been a regular guest with us and will continue to be, and Linda Drake, are a writer. Both of them very gifted ladies. Go on my website and check out, or you can check out lindadrake.com and Chris Kopasz, K-O-P-A-Z, for further information about going to their workshops. Both are two-day workshops, both in May. Well worth the money and the time spent here in the Austin, Texas area. Okay, we're going to talk about, I want to throw out this question. I mean these questions first. And I say throw out because I want to toss them out there and see what you think. I have eight questions that I one or two of which I used to try to ask my guests, and I've gotten away from that, but I think I'm going to start doing it again, depending on how much time we have. I'm going to give you all eight questions just for grin's sake, and you can think about it. What is your guiltiest pleasure? If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? What is the next most important accomplishment of your life? What book would you have written if you could be anyone in the world, in history? What three people, living or dead, would you want to join for a meal, all together or separately? Thus far, what is the proudest moment in your life? Now, let's not get caught up on that word pride. I know it can be an ego thing, but think about it. What is your proudest moment? If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Just one sincere hug. Which do you enjoy most, sunrise or sunset? See, I used to give one or two of these. In fact, I would send all eight to the two guests and say, which ones would you like to answer? And give them some time for thought. So if you have something to say about any of those this evening, give me a call. I would love to hear them. Okay, we're going to go towards a synchronicity from the book. Well, there's another word or two I want to talk about in relationship to synchronicity. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit for about the next 45 minutes or so, maybe 50 minutes or so. The worldwide number that you can call in on is 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Okay, synchronicity. From Manny Pureheart, A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle is You. Synchronicity is two meteors hitting one another in space. Think about that. Wow. It's walking around a street corner while daydreaming and tripping over the foot of the person who's about to become your life partner. See, what he's saying is there are no accidents. These are things that are supposed to happen, but at the time, surprise us. Synchronicity means literally the condition of sameness at time. The condition of sameness of time. Two things come together in space-time. Synchronicity also carries with it the additional meaning of divine intervention. Things that could not have just happened happen anyway. To a large degree, the amount of synchronicity that occurs in your private life with your partner is determined by the amount of mental and spiritual togetherness you share and your mutual degree of openness towards spirit. The more you both trust, the more happen to you and for you. Enjoy. Synchronicity is all about you and your divine origin. Let down your walls, tune in your senses, and see it work. It can work in subtle or grand ways. It can be as simple as a glance at someone who suddenly feels that you know about something they have done that they are not comfortable with. They begin to examine themselves and their actions. This leads to a slow, steady, cascading effect that results years later in their having totally changed their personality or their goals in life. And so it goes. Synchronicity is an often subtle but extremely powerful tool of the Creator and our spirit. Our lives are built in synchronicity. Every little thing that has ever happened to me has combined or conspired to make me who I am today. That's a powerful statement, folks. It is possible that had I not stopped to purchase a pack of gum when I was 8 years old, my whole life experience would have been different. The time that I spent in that store could have changed my path so that I did not meet someone whose influence or actions could have sent me into a whole different reality. The same holds true for everyone. Enjoy the synchronicities in your life. They are what tomorrow is created of, and you are the director. As with so many other concepts, synchronicity can seem to bring harsh experiences. The apparent harshness is only there because you have not gotten the message involved at a lower, more gentle level. Remember, you have a choice. That's a powerful statement too, folks. You can perceive your lessons from the point of view of a victim, refusing to see or get the message, which will only bring it back again at an even stronger level. That means if you refuse. You could also choose to accept the experience from the point of view of a student. Once that occurs, you understand that the experience is a lesson. At that point, the theme of the lesson is received. The harshness of the lesson falls away, and your next lesson, based on what you have just learned, is lovingly offered to you. Now, from Spirit, Spirit says, comments from Spirit, synchronicity is but eddies in the flow of the universes. It is a tiny glimpse of the intimate integration of all things, all times, all places, all beings, and all are one. Blessings to you. Did you get the feeling when I was reading this that synchronicities talk about both an ending and a beginning? If something happens, like the experience in the store, something ends, you trip over that person's foot, that portion of your life is ending and a whole new life is beginning because of that split second of recognition. Recognition is important in synchronicity. It causes a birth of new beginnings. And we're going to look at the ace of all four aces in the tarot cards, keeping that in mind, offerings and new beginnings. Birth is another one that goes with synchronicity. Drawing the word birth marks powerful new beginnings, and that's what happens with synchronicities. Birth is coming into the light from the darkness, into full consciousness from partial awareness. It says that you are merging into the world as a being who has completed one area of learning, see, and is now ready to begin growing even more. It goes right along with synchronicity. The energy of birth in a relationship opens many doors. Drawing this word, when he says drawing this word, there are a pack of cards that come with this that he's created, can mean the initialization of a relationship, a further opening of an existing relationship, a change in direction, are whole new areas of understanding within the relationship you currently are a part of. This word is closely aligned with adventure and growth. Ooh, I would think so. On the personal level, birth is an extremely exciting prospect. This usually indicates growth to a new level of understanding or a further awakening of awareness of self or the universe to a degree previously unsuspected. You will frequently find yourself operating and understanding at a higher level after bringing this energy into your life. One would not suspect this word to have a harsh aspect, but remember in the physical realm that birth is often accompanied by a great deal of discomfort and a certain amount of recuperation time. Also keep in mind that your life is never the same after a birth. Comments from Spirit. Awakening is another word for birth. Expanding your consciousness to previously unknown levels is the excitement and the reward. Child of the Creator, open your eyes. Dawn is near. The importance in these two words in synchronization, to synchronize something, we instigate synchronization. Stop and think about that. We are an instrument, we are a tool of divine creator, whatever you want to call it, powers that be, the universe, you put a tag on it, one that you're comfortable with. We allow that to happen on some level. Let's say that we've come in, folks out there, I believe in karma, and I personally believe in multiple lifetimes. So whether you believe in that or not, you still, please consider synchronicity and what it has in your life. Maybe you have a whole different arena of attitudes about what that word means. Coincidences. But synchronicity goes beyond that. Synchronicity is something that actually can change your life. It can, and often does. Like Manny said, a glance across a room can get somebody off on another path. How many times did a teacher look at you and caught you doing something and you go, uh-oh, I'm caught. Shouldn't be doing this. Or with a loving smile encouraged you to hold that note a little longer, or practice 10 minutes more. Or it works both ways. So synchronicity is a beginning. It is an ending. It is a beginning. So keep that in mind. Okay, thought about those questions? If anybody has some comments or a question about the questions, call in. I would love to hear from you. I've got 45 minutes on here, and I would love to visit with somebody tonight. Canada, I still haven't heard from you folks. And I know you're out there. I do. Let's look at the Ace of Cups, because when you have birthing and when you have synchronicities, those are opportunities to do things. There is the Death card that we talked about last week in the Major Arcana card, and the Death card shows that time marches on. In some cultures, even in some languages, the word time and death are interactive, because time keeps going. We've put a name as human beings on T-I-M-E. We've created that name to create the passing of life and events, and we call it time. I'll have to research that, a little bit more than that, just on a linguistics level. If anybody would like to call Elaine Ireland at Going Global for Spirit and tell me about time linguistically, please, I invite you to do that this evening. So we're not captured in time. We experience time, negative and positive. We experience it. That's part of that synchronicity. So something happens, and we get a chance to do something. So that's where the aces come in. The minor arcana cards are four suits. We have the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Swords, and the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Cups represent emotions, supposed to be devoid of our logic, but that's not always true. But the Ace of Cups shows a hand, gray, which is wisdom, knowledge, and experience, a yellow cup with a white dove-looking bird, nose down into the cup, giving us what looks like what they give you in communion, the little wafers, but they're all offers of some sort. One does not have to accept the offer, but does indeed need to reply in some manner. The hand coming out of the cloud is always something, an offering based on emotion, just because they like you. Perhaps a new relationship, a job, because someone likes you, trusts you. It could be a gift or an invitation. The color blue suggests that thought should be given a response. The color gray reminds us of the wisdom that's behind the offer. Somebody thinks this is good for you because it's maybe their experiences. Someone has your best interest at heart. There's that off, that emotion again, and is in a position to help you. There's great joy and the prospect of abundance. This doesn't always, see, if somebody offers this to you, offers a job to you because they like you, that's the opportunity of abundance. Sometimes it's knowledge. They're willing to pay for you to go to college or a tech school or something because they like you and they want you to do well. But this card often comes up for the beginning of new romantic relationships. There's that liking again. We have to start somewhere. And in reversed, the expected offer does not happen or is disappointing when accepted. So you take the job, you take the move, whatever, and it isn't what you thought it would be. Not necessarily what they told you it would be, but what you thought it would be. If this comes up with the Seven of Cups, the illusion card, that's the illusion card, upright, it's a clear warning to stay away from that given situation. So even when somebody's trying to be their very best and offer something that they think is just absolutely wonderful, it may not be the best for you. But there could be part of that synchronicity. They could have passed you in the hallway when they knew that a new job was going to be up soon. And went, oh, yes, of course, he or she would be perfect for that. Why did I think of them? You know, and if they'd left their desk 5 minutes later or earlier, they wouldn't have seen you. So their good intentions are there. The Ace of Swords, and we've talked about the Ace of Swords recently, but we're going to go ahead and talk about him again. Again, it's a hand coming out of the clouds. This time they're holding a sword, and there's a little bit of a swirly cloud, a lot of activity around this one. And the sword has a crown with leaves coming off of it, which indicates success and recognition, that sort of thing. Every one of the aces have what look like little yellow teardrops or leaves in some case. Those are called heods, which is another word for God. So there's something karmically or something that is supposed to happen. It's guided to happen when aces happen, when aces present themselves. When it comes to swords represent your mind or how you think, your attitudes, your knowledge. And this one gives us an opportunity to learn something new. It can be in or out of a classroom. It doesn't have to be you're going back and getting a master's degree. It could be a certification to prove that you know how to repair a car type. It doesn't matter. It's new knowledge. Or it could be just that you pick up the tarot deck and you teach yourself. Anything new to you. That includes your religion, your spirituality, your psychic development, anything. But keep in mind, we have four aces. Just because we have them, just because we have the offer, doesn't mean we have to accept it. But gosh, sometimes it just feels good to be offered something. It makes us feel good about ourselves because somebody has faith in us. Somebody trusts us to be able to take that offer and create something wonderful out of it. But that doesn't mean we have to take it. It just feels good to get the offer. Sometimes it's not, the timing is wrong. We don't want to move to California in 2 years. You know, sometimes it's just not, for whatever reason, we're just not ready. Our insecurities get the best of us. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit tonight, and we're talking about synchronicities and births and transitions and opportunities and that sort of thing. Right now we're looking at the Ace of Swords. We just talked about the Ace of Cups, and we're moving on towards the Aces. If you have any questions, please call me worldwide. That means any place in the United States other than the United States and Canada. If you are a worldwide caller, please call in on 877-489-6350. If you are in the United States or Canada, use 1-888-228-4494. You're on bbsradio.com, but you know that. The number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. Let's go back to Ace of Swords. In reverse, an expected offer may not come. Now, key word here is expected. doesn't mean anybody's even so much as remotely indicated that they want you or anything. So the expectation may not happen. If the offer is made, be prepared to not be pleased with the outcome. That doesn't mean you will be, but be prepared for it. And with this one, you have to watch out for mind games. The Page of Swords, pages in general, the cards that have these little kids on them that look and that are called pages, they can be tricky. They can represent children, even before they're born, or they can represent gossip, troublemakers. The Page of Swords, when the Page of Swords and the Ace of Swords are together, I always caution people about mind games. Or maybe the person doing the offering doesn't really have the power or the authority to make the offer, and that could be disappointing. So we look at the rest of the spread for any cards that can describe the person making the offer so you can be cautious. If a physical or personality card does not appear, look for cards that describe the situation. In reverse, this card could be suggesting that the Quarant, the person you're reading for, or you, is not prepared for the opportunity, not ready to go back to school. But maybe they think they are, but they're really not. Maybe they've just got too much else going on in their lives to go back to college right now and would be distracted. But there are valuable lessons to be learned from being faced with the knowledge and the challenge that this can that even this offer can present to your Quarant. Okay, we're going to move on. Let's see, to the Ace of. And yes, I'm using the material that I put together for the kit that I'm creating. The Ace of Pentacles. There is not a deck of cards included in the kit, but I do suggest the Rider Waite deck, R-Y-D-E-R dash Waite, W-A-I-T-E. Patricia Waite was the artist for Rider on this deck. And the kit that I'm talking about is the Ireland Primer, and it's exactly that. It's something to get you started. There are three layout sheets, one for the Celtic, the 13-card reading, and the 7-card reading. 7-card reading, some people call the wish, the yes or no, or the wish layout. And then, of course, the 13-card is pretty standard. And Celtic's been around forever and a favorite of many readers. But I give you those three basic layout sheets. There are instructions on the layout sheets about each house, what each house means, and that you can read as you lay the cards down on top of that space, that house. Each little square is called a house. And then there's a DVD that is explaining the layouts themselves. And you have access through the website for this written material. But, of course, you can use the written material by any other author to help you. This is just really simple. Sometimes even more simple than what's already on the market. Okay, the Ace of Pentacles. Again, this Ace means an offering. Pentacles represent cash. It doesn't matter, or things of cash value. It can mean money, can mean a pay raise, it can mean an inheritance or winning. This card often surrounds a job offer, temporary or full time. Anything that can increase your actual income. But remember, vacation pay, bonuses, and so forth can be also applied if you get a pay raise or you change positions or something. And just because this is offered doesn't mean that you have to accept it. Don't be put in a position where somebody might say, well, you need the money, don't you? Or this job will really help you climb the ladder. You know, just be careful. Sometimes there are too many strings attached to this. Sometimes just getting the offer brings lessons that are needed for release of karmic debt. In other words, that person owes you something, owes you an opportunity. Once they've given you the opportunity, your debt's clear, whether you take it or not. It doesn't matter. So you have to consider that. Sometimes it's just wonderful for us to know that someone thinks us worthy of that new challenge. It's also a great opportunity to reevaluate who we are and what we want. More so than the Ace of Pentacles and the Ace of Swords. They're the ones that really give us an, we should sit down and think about what we want, especially if we're tempted not to take the offer. Why not? Are we really looking at our needs down the path in the future? What is it that we're concerned about? Do we have some of those pages around there that we don't trust? And are we just so afraid? Our self-confidence. Are we just so afraid that we can't do it? If we think we need more education and somebody offers that to us and then we go, oh my gosh, maybe I do need to go back and take 12 hours of. And it's some kind of indication to get us down a different path. But you still need to look at the other cards in the suits, in the layouts, and see what else is around it that would make you feel that way. A new position sometimes, even in the same office or a career area, nearly always brings new people and new things into our lives. And very often it means a new place to do the work, maybe a new kind of travel or wardrobe. You know, if there is an Ace of Wands on the table, that can imply that money comes from the position because it's a new position, because it's an opportunity to climb up. So when you have the Ace of, and then again, I've had layouts where all four of the Aces were there. So it really was an opportunity for that person to look at all areas of their life and see where they were, maybe break down some walls. In reverse, the event's not going to happen. Maybe it's going to be delayed, or maybe it's of lesser value. If we thought we were going to get a $10,000 financial increase with that offer of the new job, the Ace of Wands, it may only be $5,000, which in turn, maybe half of that because of taxes, or maybe they're not going to pay for all of my insurance now, or I'm only going to get 1 week more of vacation instead of four. So it's still things of value that need to be considered. Negative conditions may be attached to the offer. You know, you may go from hourly to salaried, and all of a sudden you're working 48 hours a day. It's that kind of thing. So you need to, great care and research should be taken before accepting this offer if the card comes up in reverse. Doesn't mean it may not absolutely not happen, just great consideration. This offer may be a temporary one where time is limited. There could be greedy energy surrounding the offer. You know, you don't want to leave a permanent job for a temporary one, that kind of thing. And also, with this card in particular, if somebody says something like, I need to know by Friday and it's Thursday afternoon, you know, what's the real deal here? What's the glitch? Or, really important, they could be unable to pay you what you're asking or you're worth in this situation. Or they may not have the money at all to pay you in the long run. So that's something for you to consider, too. That's part of that research you need to do about the offer itself. And sometimes when the Ace of Swords is in reverse and the Ace of Wands is in reverse, and especially if you have the Illusion card, the Ten of Cups, I get concerned about, I get a little suspicious about why we're getting the offer. You know, what's going on with that? This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. Call in, worldwide callers, 877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Would love to hear from you. Have about less than 20 minutes. Remember those questions I asked a while ago? Would love to have an answer or discussion on those, too. The Ace of Wands, keep in mind that all aces are offerings. This card offers career opportunity or a new job. It can mean the beginning of material stability or a new enterprise. It could also, be announcing that there's a new business to be had, especially if you come up with the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles is the only gray pentacle in the deck, and because it's gray, it shows wisdom, knowledge, and experience. It has three figures on it, too. A person standing on a bench, which is your consciousness, and then what looks like a male and a female figure looking like they're going over plans. And the little guy on the bench looks like he's carving something, looking up to the Three of Pentacles. This card comes up a lot for people that are starting their own business, their own enterprise. They're using their own wisdom, knowledge, and experience to make this happen for themselves. Now, if you have that along with the Ace of Wands, maybe the Ace of Pentacles, and you've got the Ten of Pentacles, which is the business, the family, and family business. It's also called the Kabbalah card. You inevitably have a new business opportunity starting. Doesn't always say it's absolutely going to happen, but it does say that possibilities are there, and if you get in the right, you stay on the right track, and you stay focused, it can be successful. Let's see. New beginnings, lots of new beginnings with wands. Wands, also, they're also called batons or sticks. Inevitably, they have, again, coming out of the cloud, they have all of the wands in this particular suit have new growth on them, like little twigs. So it always offers some new opportunity. Wands are, and because this has little budding things on it, you know, is our quarant an inventor, especially with the Ace of Swords, because swords are such a mental thing. But it also, if it comes up with the Ace of Cups, because the cups come from spirit, come from the emotions, imagination, and if you get the, Eight of Pentacles, the craft card, it's called a craft card, that's imagination. They want you to use your imagination, your creativity, and quite often the Ace of Wands and the imagination card come up together. You might have an artist, a performer, anybody, a photographer, anybody that uses that side of their brain with opportunities to support this new venture. In reverse, those expected offers probably are not forthcoming. There is an ending to a present earning ability. And I know that sounds odd. You would think that would come from the Pentacles. It doesn't say that they can't make money. It says earning ability. Programmers back in the 80s or 90s rather, programmers were a dime a dozen here in Austin. They didn't have the ability at the time to earn a living in programming, but they could have gone to Phoenix. So the ability wasn't here in Austin. They still had their ability. Now, also, that can mean that there's an injury and they can't teach dancing anymore. So that's taking away an earning ability, but they can go and do something else. They can still make money. If this card is in reverse, the quarant might be worried about being fired or laid off from a job, and you can always ask them that, especially if a lot of the pentacle cards are in reverse where money is in reversal. The Three of Pentacles, the Five of Pentacles, the worry card about money may show up in an upright position. Anytime the pentacles are in reverse, and sometimes the wands, when they're in reverse, you can have the Seven of Wands in reverse, and that often says I'm worried about things. And the Seven of Swords, he's a sneak thief card, and if he's around, inevitably with the Ace of Wands or Ace of Swords, we've got problems coming up with truthfulness. And somebody being sneaky, taking something from us, maybe that million-dollar idea, or lying about what your participation was in a project or something to get attention to themselves. We need to look, too, when the Ace of Wands shows up for the Tower card and the Death card, because it could imply that there is mental illness, especially the Devil card in reverse, with this one, or someone around them. This card, the Ace of Wands, the Death card together, the Tower card together, all in reverse, is very powerful about this person being under a lot of stress, a lot of worry. If they're worried about their job, that's the root in or their career in any way. That's the root of their earning power, of the financial power. So they're going to worry about everything. That's most people. Not everybody, but most people. Depending on what house this card is in, it can show that the person's been looking for work for some time, especially if one of the worry cards, like the Five of Pentacles, is in an upright position, appearing anywhere in a layout. And another reason in reverse is their career promise will not or cannot be kept. Let's say the company's going to fold. They might have talked to you about a promotion 3 weeks ago and then found out that the muckety-bunks are going to close the company or close that branch of the business. And, of course, your boss didn't know that at the time. So the cannot be kept part is something we need to be aware of. This card's shown up for someone who was hired for a particular position, and suddenly the position no longer existed. Or they were asked to go to another position in the company, which is good. The choice was theirs to make about accepting the new opportunity or not. So when aces are in reverse, all four of them, sometimes it's out of our control. I know, that's scary, isn't it? It can be out of our control, or can even be out of the control of the person making the offering. And they may not know it at the time. Now, of course, Ace of Cups, that's a little different because you know how you feel about people. So if you make an offer, I say that, and yet at the same time, I know that sometimes people make offers, emotionally based offers, when they think they feel some way and they really figure out they don't. But that doesn't mean that they're trying to be malicious. It just simply means that at the moment they thought they were okay with it, and now they're not. So you have to go back and readjust your life with it. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Don't forget that you can go in and get the archives for these shows, as well as any show, I believe any show, on radio stations 1 and 2, and I'm thinking on 3 as well. That's the music station. Worldwide, your number is 877-489-6350, U.S. and Canada. You share a number at 1-888-228-4494. We are changing our show times effective May the 1st from Wednesday night to Thursday night at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we're changing from Station 2 to Station 1. So I do hope you'll follow us and call in. Go to my website and check out workshops, or go to their websites, Chris Kopath and Linda Drake, and check out the workshops that are being offered by them in Austin, Texas, in May. And I have Chris's and Linda's websites I would like to give you. If you will give me a moment, I'll find that for you. Linda's can be found, you can go to her website, www.lindadrakebooks, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Drake, D-R-A-K-E, books.com, and find out about her workshop. And let me find Chris's information. It's Chris Kopath. All of a sudden, I'm a blank about what her website is. You can register for both of these, I think, on the website if you want to. They're both two-day workshops, led by Spirit, L-E-D, by Spirit. Chris Kopath, www.ledbyspirit.com. That's going to be an interesting, both are going to be interesting workshops, but Chris's has several people, and yes, I'll be there. Myra Atkins is going to be doing an introduction to orbs. I'm going to be there for that one. Linda Drake will be doing messages of empowerment. I'll be doing Tarot, a psychic tool. Lisa West is going to be talking, who is a nurse, a licensed vocational nurse. She's going to be talking about Eastern versus Western medicines. Dee Dee Patterson, use of the pendulums. Andrea Goff, G-O-F-F, is going to be talking about crystal and energy healing. And Neil and Elizabeth Carmen, uses of essential oils. They wrote an absolutely fabulous book, and I can't find it on my shelf all of a sudden. Of course I can't when I need it, right? Cosmic Cradle. It talks about reincarnation, rebirth, that sort of thing. It's a fabulous book. It's been out a couple of years now. Julia Chambers, really different approach to numerology. So it's 2 days. Bring your lunches. She's reduced the original price. It's going to be catered lunch and all that sort of thing, but she's reduced the price so that more people can come. Beautiful setting out on the lake at their home. Long days. On Sunday, we're going to do gallery readings. There's several of us that are going to do gallery readings. In other words, people can ask questions and we'll answer them. Linda and myself, and I think Chris Kopath. I'm not sure. There may be some other people that will stand up and do that too. So come join us. And then Linda's is a two-day interactive workshop being taught by Linda Drake and Abraham. She does a fabulous job of channeling Abraham. It's group consciousness of Abraham that will give you the knowledge and guidance to create the life you desire. It will gain a better understanding of the journey you've chosen for this lifetime and attain the tools to assist you in achieving it. I worked with Linda for a long time. Woman knows what she's doing. So come enjoy. Meet new people. Half of the fun of workshops is that you get to meet folks and people that are on the same path and have some of the same attitudes. And who knows, you might make a long life friend, lifelong friend. Those are coming up in May. We've talked about our next month's guest, talked about synchronicity tonight. That book was Answers, a book of answers by Manny. It's called The Ultimate Oracle Is You by Manny Pureheart. And he looks like a wonderful Santa Claus, and he's just as sweet as a nice Santa Claus. So check out his book. We talked about aces tonight and new beginnings. Think of butterflies, too. When you think of new beginnings, consider karma. We never know when we're dealing with a situation. Well, we never consciously. No, that's not true either. Nearly every situation that we deal with, not all, but nearly, has some energy of karma involved in it. And sometimes it's a positive thing, and well, it's always a positive thing, whether it feels like it at the time or not. And we need to consider that when we're looking at new beginnings and when we're looking at transitions and when we're looking at synchronicities and understand that all of it is an offer for new opportunities and new beginnings and transitions and the butterfly effect. I'm sure you've all heard about the butterfly effect. So karmically, we don't always understand the why of events that occur in our lives, but we should make an effort to understand how and why those events come to be so necessary to experience in any given time frame in our life. And with that in mind, the belief system of reincarnation means that one lives, dies, and lives again through a succession of physical bodies. Now, whether you believe that or not, that's up to you. The theory of karma and reincarnation go hand in hand. Reincarnation is the process in which karma is created and learned from. And as we become a little wiser, we recognize situations that could become karmic are, so we're able to redirect the energy into a more positive energy, the flow into a more positive energy. It's called a spiritual path, and this is the intention is to grow from the challenges offered along the way. And you may not agree with that, and that's okay. And there are some days when I'm not sure I do. But the basis is that I do believe in karma and in both the teaching and the receiving of it, and sometimes it's nothing more than sharing a smile. And that's just as important as if we had done huge events in our lives, but we don't always accept that little portion. And if you don't believe in it, that's okay. You can say that things just happen. We live, we get hurt, we be happy, we forgive or not, and we just go on with life without having to take the responsibility of our actions. And, of course, everyone's entitled to his or her choice of beliefs, but we are responsible for our actions, whether we believe in karma or not. Just simply because we've chosen to live on planet Earth and we've chosen to be a part of a certain society. So we are responsible for our actions and how we feel and how we express our feelings and how we allow or not allow karma to get, ego to get in the way. Want to learn about ego? And who doesn't on the spiritual path? And there's so many levels of ego, so many kinds of ego. check out the Eckhart Tolle book and the new one that Wayne, that A New Earth. And at the same time, look at A New Earth and the Power. look at Wayne Dyer's new book about the Tao, his essays about the Tao. I think it's Change Your Mind and Change Your Life. They kind of go hand in hand. And they can be frustrating to read, both of them, but beneficial. And, of course, everybody's going to see something different on every page. But at least making the effort to understand ourselves. These two books can help. They're not easy reading, but they're thoughtful reading, which is a good thing. For you yourself and your Courant, you're always going to, if you're going to teach the Tarot or read the Tarot, or I don't care what you read or teach, I don't care if it's the Tarot, astrology, numerology, if you work with clients in any way, even if you're just doing a reading for a dear friend or your sister, you're going to have some difference or level of a belief system. And it's okay, but common questions or responses to the information that you share with your client are why? What did I do to deserve this? Whatever this is. Sometimes good. People have asked about really fabulous things that have happened to them. Those questions could be from a positive or negative point of view. So you have to look at the rest of the reading and get a sense of what's going on. And, of course, when you're using the cards, you're staying focused. But separate from that, you're also using your psychic abilities, whether you claim you are or you're not. So it's important that you let spirit come through. I had a lady stop at the Sci Fair this last weekend, which was absolutely fun. We had a great time. It was a busy fair. Met lots of new people and saw some regulars, so that's always nice. But she asked me, when she sat down, she said, "Who's the best medium in this room?" I said, "Well, we're all psychic." "No, who's the best medium in this room?" And I said again, "They're all good psychics." And she got frustrated, and I held my hand up, and I said, "No, stop. Let's talk about those two words." And we did. And although they are very close, they are not the same. There are some people who truly channel, who truly do mediumship work, and they channel, and that's what she was looking for, a channel for someone from the other side. But yet that person is still using their psychic ability. But not all psychics channel spirit from the other side. And when she left, she understood that, and she was able to get what she wanted from another reader there. I try not to send people to particular readers, but there were only two people there that really did channeling like she wanted to have happen. So she came back over later and got a reading from me, and she said, "I see the difference now. I understand the difference." See, that was her lesson for the day. And now she can move on down her path and really know who to ask what and not be frustrated because she didn't get the right answer or the answer she thought she would get because that person wasn't qualified. That's part of that karma stuff and part of that understanding what you're doing. Remember, we're going to change days to Thursday at 9 o'clock on May the 1st, and our guest that night will be Kramer Wetzel. You can go on to bbsradio.com after this coming Tuesday. That's the first chance I'm going to have to, no, maybe Sunday, to get the entire schedule down and all of the guests and their bios on my new channel, on my new Station 1 schedule. But until then, and the last show that we will have in April, we'll have Cindy and Dennis from Angels at Play talking about skulls and the importance of the skulls and the spirits and so forth and what this wonderful new energy is around using skulls. And I'm sure some of you have seen the beautiful stone skulls that are cut various places in the world and that have been found, like the famous Skull Max, M-A-X. If, for those of you that like to use computers, you can go online and find out about Max as well as some of the others. There are several around the world that they're going to talk about and give us the history, and I'm excited about them coming in and sharing their knowledge with us. And they're both just really cool people. I promise you, you will like them a lot. Cindy and Dennis Smith, Angels at Play, will be with us April the 3rd. 30th, that's our last show on this channel at this time. This has been a fun evening, and Seth is probably going to whisper in my ear in a moment. So if you're going to call in and tell me I have to go, and tell me, but if you have any questions between in the next minute, worldwide, and I think Seth is about to whisper in my ear and tell me I have to sign off. So, be with us next week, April the 23rd, and we will talk to you then. I hope you will call in. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. And come back and join me next week. In the meantime, share a smile. Bye-bye, world.